The president of ConocoPhillips Alaska made his case for lower state oil taxes before the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce yesterday. Trond Erik Johansen pushed for tax reductions proposed by Governor Sean Parnell, including breaks for development of new fields and a reduction in the rate at which the state's production tax goes up with the price of oil. Johansen said cutting back the progressivity factor is the fastest way to get more oil in the Trans-Alaska pipeline because it would leverage development in existing fields.
The best place to look for oil and gas is inside of an oil field. And if you look at these fields, like in Prudhoe Bay, for example, if we improve the recovery mechanism, you know, the way we can get more oil out of the field by only 1%, we would add more than 200 million barrels.
Johansen said oil company investment in Alaska is flat and that each well is bringing up less oil. He said the easy oil has been produced and companies need to invest more to develop thicker oil from aging fields like Prudhoe and Kuparik.
That oil is there, but it costs much more to get out. So it has less margins on it. But as the oil prices have increased lately, that kind of oil gets more and more interesting because it is very expensive to get out. But as long as the oil price is higher, we want to do it. The problem, of course, one of the problems we have here is that as the oil prices get higher with the Alaskan progressivity in the tax system, that upside doesn't go to the, all that upside goes to the state.
Johansen said that's driving development spending to places with less progressive tax rates like North Dakota and Alberta, Canada. He said the industry is making good money in Alaska, but that the state's future hinges on tax cuts to stimulate new investment.
Is it the oil companies that are greedy or what is it? I don't know. It's about, are we going to look just to this fiscal year and next fiscal year, or are we going to look for the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, to create the foundation for the future generations in Alaska.
Johansen said it takes 5 to 10 years before new development projects result in increased oil flow, and that if the state delays too long, new oil won't be available fast enough to avert low flow freeze-up issues with the pipeline.